Less than 3 months after the election of President Ali Bongo, the government-controlled media monitoring body in Gabon has suspended 6 private newspapers. The International Federation of Journalists office in Dakar has condemned the government's actions. A program officer for the group, Libas Han, says a Gabonese journalist, who also works for a publication that supports an opposition leader, told him the National Communications Council says the 6 suspended papers were inciting tribalism. The state said the papers violated the ethics of journalism. Han says it's difficult to judge whether the publications were inciting tribalism.
Selon les informations que nous avons recueillies à partir de nos membres qui se trouvent au Gabon,
Han adds parts of the population are against the suspension.
Donc il y a même une partie de la population qui n'est pas d'accord avec la décision.
Every suspended publication has written articles that criticize the recent electoral process in Gabon. This September, Ali Bongo was elected president after the death of his father, President Omar Bongo, who ruled Gabon for 41 years. Opposition leaders have disputed the election results, but a court declared the victory of the younger Bongo. The New York-based nonprofit group, the Committee to Protect Journalists, has also condemned the West African government's actions. The group says it learned the suspensions will last from 1 to 3 months. The Committee to Protect Journalists said that one affected call-in television show on station Canal Espoir allowed callers to openly criticize individuals on the air. After Ali Bongo was announced the victor in presidential elections in September, there were riots in some parts of the country, including the oil hub, Port Gentil. Gabon is Africa's 6th largest exporter of oil, but despite a per capita gross domestic product of $14,000, the United Nations estimates that 70% of the country's people live below the poverty line. Before his death this year, Omar Bongo's French bank accounts were frozen as part of an investigation into African leaders embezzling public funds. The anti-corruption group Transparency International says more than 30 Bongo family properties in France, worth nearly $200 million, could not have been purchased on his state salary alone. The Bongo family denies any wrongdoing. A French judge threw out the case last month, saying Transparency International does not have the legal standing to take civil action. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.